There's so much craziness in the world right now. I thought we need some laughs and to appreciate comedy. So Wendy Liebman is joining us now, I think from her coronavirus bunker, right? Hi, Wendy.
I'm hunkering down. Yes.
We'll talk about comedy in a second. But for, like, are you freaked out? Like, what's this whole thing doing to you?
You know, what's freaking me out are the supermarkets, because I was there yesterday and the line was so long that I ate half of the food that I was going to pay for before I got to the checkout. But no, we just need to all just take a breath. And
I was going to say, well, we can't take a breath. That's the problem, Wendy. We get everybody's germs then.
you know, last year I was hit by a car. I'll do anything to get out of having sex. But so I was home for a long time. I was home for 9 months. So I'm used to being home. Yeah, so this is not new to me, but I think we're just all in a big panic because we don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about being from home is that you can use your credit card. Oh, no, wait, you had plastic surgery, I heard.
Exactly. But, you know, I do have my husband's credit card.
I know your act, yeah. Wendy. I know your act. I do.
Thank you. That's an old joke that I forgot I had. Well, but I haven't performed in a long time because I was hit by a car. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
I was hit by a car. I was just walking, just minding my own business, walking along my treadmill. And see, it's weird doing comedy with an audience of one. But you know what? I grew up performing into the mirror, so this is nothing new to me.
but this is the thing, all of those late night shows, right? There's no audience right now, so they are, I mean, they're performing for their staff, and of course, you know, the staff is laughing because they want to keep their jobs, right?
Well, I performed on America's Got Talent,
right,
in 2014, and one of the rounds we just performed for the judges, so it was just four people laughing, and what helped was the crew would laugh sometimes, so if you made the crew laugh, you were in. So yeah, it is challenging, but hey, we're all making changes to our lives, so
yeah.
That includes shopping online.
Absolutely. No, actually, let's stick with late night though for a second, because I remember seeing you on The Late Show with David Letterman, and you were also on with Carson. How long were you doing comedy before you got those opportunities?
Jeremy, are you asking me how old I am?
No, of course not. But the fact that I'm old enough to remember also says something too.
Well, you used to sneak out of your mother's womb to watch me on TV. That was in 1991, May 10th. I was on Carson. And had I been doing comedy? I'd been doing comedy for 6 years before that, which then was like sort of a short amount of time. But you see the comedians now, and they're getting so, it's almost like they're on steroids because they advance so quickly now. They get really good really fast, mm-hmm. Like Hannah and Binder and Taylor Tomlinson. Yeah, they're just amazing.
You know, we've heard the stories about the legendary opportunity when you're performing on Carson's show, you know, if he calls you over, whatever. What does that do to your mind before you go out there on stage? Does that freak you out? Does it excite you? What was going through your mind?
The whole thing is kind of surreal at that time, so I don't even know if I was thinking about that at that time. Like, I just wanted to get through my set without forgetting a joke.
Right.
And not faint. And he did give me, like, the A-OK sign, but apparently it didn't get seen by the TV audience, so that kind of bummed me out. But, I don't know, I think it might have changed my life if I had gotten called over to the couch, but it still changed my, everything changes your life in some way. So I was just really excited to be on the show and not faint. during my set.
Okay, then.
We're talking 1991. I mean, this is years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you come up with your style and delivery? Because it's very unique.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I think I just didn't like being on stage when people. I would get a laugh, and then there would be silence, and they didn't like that part, so I would just keep talking. So I kept adding taglines, and somebody described it as the California stop. Like, you don't really stop at the stop sign.
That's
right. You just keep going through it.
Right.
I described my style like that. I don't know if that's accurate.
And I think that we see people...
I think I sound like I have the virus right now. I feel very throaty.
You remember when the biggest fear was getting a virus on your computer, though, right? You were worried about losing solitaire,
right?
And stuff like that?
I know. Now, my husband and I are practicing social distancing, and...
See,
well, we've been doing that for a while.
I was going to say, look at this. Coronavirus is actually saving relationships, everybody. Look at this. Jeez.
Somebody also said that, well, there are going to be a lot of corona babies.
Oh, I guess. Well... Yeah. Not supposed to be touching people, though. That's the thing. Let's talk about locally grown comedy, because you're giving local artists a great platform to showcase their comedy, right?
Well, for 6 years now, I've been running a show at a restaurant, which is semi-famous, because I don't know if you remember the story with Robert Blake and how he shot his wife in the parking lot when he went back to get his gun at the restaurant. Well, this is the restaurant. And it was up for sale, and somebody bought it. The real estate agent who was selling it said, we can't sell Vitello. It's kind of a landmark. Anyway, I lived around the corner from that, and I was walking by, and I thought, wow, what if I could just do a show here? And I walked in, and I asked, and that was 6 years ago. And since then, I've had everybody on my show from Nikki Glaser to George Lopez to Tig Notaro, Arsenio Hall, Joe Coy, Orny Ad. I'm not going to list them all, but like hundreds of comedians, Anthony Jeselnik, Eliza Schlesinger, Carol Leifer. Should I keep going?
Well, I mean, if you like.
So
yeah.
Anyway, each comedian gets about between 10 and 30 minutes, and it's just been a really great showcase for the best comedy in town. There are a few comedians that I still am trying to get, Sarah Silverman, and but I love doing it, and I host the show until I get hit by the car,
right.
And then I would have like a guest host, somebody like Jimmy Brogan or Fritz Coleman, Karen Rontowski. Yeah. So everybody in town who's done the show except Sarah Silverman, please do my show.
But what you need to do is you need to stock up on you know, the toilet paper, the sanitizer, and send her a gift basket, maybe.
Well, apparently she had... It's on a Tuesday night, because I wanted the show to be a night that comedians were home and weren't on the road. Tuesday always seems to be that night.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently she has a standing basketball game on Tuesday nights. But it's a monthly show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I know that you also took to
the
stage.
That is a good idea, though, Jeremy. Well, I get, like, a hand sanitizer.
Well,
I don't understand why people are buying the toilet paper, though.
No, I don't
get that part, except that maybe in... Like, we all fear that we're going to have to... That we're going to run out of that.
I don't know. I mean, that's not going to save your life, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, water, I understand. Canned goods, sure. Toilet paper wouldn't be on my priority list of, you know, I guess literally, oh, crap.
What are you stocking up on? Right, exactly. What are you stocking up on?
Nothing. This is where I'm probably going to get letters. I'm looking at this discount airfares right now. I mean, not to anywhere like foreign or anything, but I mean like domestic travel and things like that. I mean, the airlines are slashing prices like crazy.
Well, really easily. Although, no, they shut down Broadway now, right?
You're not allowed to do anything anymore, Wendy. That's the problem.
Well, so we'll have to make a home movie.
Let me ask you about that, though. I mean, streaming services are so common now. You've been doing comedy shows in person for years. Are you finding that fewer people are coming to comedy shows and just watching things online? What's been your experience?
I think over the years, people tend to stay home more and more. And hopefully, maybe this will make it so that people realize that they want to go out.
Right.
Because they're not allowed to.
Yeah. Be rebels.
But when I was home for the 9 months, I did watch a lot of TV, everything from Mrs. Maisel to Downton Abbey. Right now I'm watching The Unicorn. I'm binging on that. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have binge watching, so we just had to eat. Yesterday I did binge. I basically ate my weight in white cheddar cheese Cheez-Its.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sometimes my husband stocked up on cans of tuna fish and vodka. So we're all set.
That's what you're hoarding? That's what your pantry is full of. Wow. Good to know. Good to know. And here's the thing is that when you're on...
You're the best laugher. You're the best laugher. Can you come to my comedy? Can you come to Locally Grown Comedy?
Can I wear a plastic suit kind of a thing? Can I sit in a special section? Or yeah? Okay.
I did just postpone this month. We had Ron Funches, and it was going to be on March 31st, but who knows what's going to be happening then, so I just postponed it today.
Well, you know, maybe I can make that one. Ron was on our show several years ago, I guess, for Undateable, when NBC was doing a radio tour. So maybe I'll have to see our friend again. Yeah. And here's the thing, though, is that when you're on stage, you're that safe distance away from people. It's the suckers in the audience that are sitting beside you trouble and that are in trouble, right?
Yes and no, but I have to tell you. So I was in bed for, you know, what happened was, they fixed my leg,
right?
Because it was broken, but it was put on wrong.
Okay.
Not making it up. My foot was put on. My leg was put on wrong, so my foot was pointing out. So I had to have my leg rebroken. Anyway, that's why it took so long for me to heal. But the first time I performed again, I performed in a little club, and I swear I got sick from the microphone. Like, you talking to a microphone for a job.
Yeah.
Sometimes the microphone smells. I know that's disgusting, but that's really what happened. And I got sick from it.
What did it smell like?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
When I'm performing, yes, I'm 6 feet away from people, but 1 inch away from the microphone.
Right. What did it smell like? Let me smell my... I'm the only one that uses mine, though, so I'm okay. But what did yours smell like?
Just bacteria.
Oh.
I'm not gonna get graphic. It didn't smell good.
Not like Cheez-Its, though. That is a smell you love.
You know what? If it was Cheez-Its, I'd be fine with that. My dog's paws smell like Fritos. I don't know if that's a common thing, but...
Okay.
We got dogs called Jindos.
Okay.
Have you heard of those dogs? They're from Korea.
I have not. I've
they
seen
were
yours. Yeah.
Rescued from a Korean meat market because they literally were going to be food.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so cute in the pictures, which is why we got them. They are lovable dogs, but they have literally eaten every one of their beds. They're terrorizing.
Yeah.
But they're so cute. They're so cute. Jindos.
No, I'll have to look that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to wrap this up, but where can people get more information about the comedy showcase that you're featuring?
Well, I'm on Twitter. I followed you on Twitter today, and I saw you followed me back. I'm so excited.
I did, yeah.
It's Wendy Liebman, Liebman. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, and I just realized I was on LinkedIn for the past 20 years. but yes, I'm at WendyLiebman.com as well.
All right. Well, it has been so great chatting with you. Remember to spray down the phone when we're done, okay? Just do that.
It's in a plastic bag right now. So.
All right. Wendy Lieben, thanks so much for joining us today.